Aladam and Beis. The Gemara says as follows: V'les ilchese kechol hanishmaitse. We don't paskin like all the shmuis we have had before. Rashi says, what are all the shmuis? Kechol hanishmaitse. So Rashi says, Rav Hune v'Rav Yehude v'Rav Gidol v'Rav Achadvoy. Elo ketfila achas kachavote lechol dovor hayoim umaskir. We had heard a shaila before if a person says al hanisim by musaf. Since tfilas musaf is not mitfilas hayoim, tfilas musaf comes because it is Shabbos or because it is Rish Chodesh. So it could be al hanisim is only said on the tefillah hayoyim, not the tefillah that is nitoisef because of Rish Chodesh or Shabbos. And Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda said, ein masker. He does not say al hanisim by musaf. Then we had another memra. We had a memra of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl had said that Rish Chodesh shechaliyah is b'Shabbos. Hamafter benovi b'Shabbos ein tzorich lahazkir shal Rish Chodesh. The person who says the novi by Shabbos, he is not maskir, he does not mention in the birchas avtoira of Rish Chodesh. Why? Shel molei Shabbos ein novi b'Rish Chodesh. That since Rish Chodesh is not a mechayev to say the avtoira, the whole reason he's saying the avtoira is because of Shabbos. So he does not have to mention in the Birchas Avtoira Reish Chodesh. That was Rav Gidl's memra. And then we had a third memra of Rav Achadvoy. Rav Achadvoy had said that Bizman, that they used to say the Haftoira, there used to be a Haftoira Minche B'Shabbos. So if the Tziyontif and Shabbos, and they say the Haftoira B'Minche, they don't mention Yontif, because Yontev is only a mechayiv to say the Haftorah by Shachet, not by Minche. So since the whole mechayiv of the Haftorah by Minche is Shabbos, is not Yontev, so therefore Yontev is not mentioned in the Birchas Haftorah of Minche b'Shabbos. So b'kitzer, there was one common shita that held that if the yoim is not a mechayev of this inyan, Chanukah is not a mechayev of Musaf, and Rosh Chodesh in Yontev is not a mechayev of the Haftorah that is being said, so in the brachos that are said, one does not mention Chanukah, and one doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Yontev. So the Gemara says, V'lasil chesek kechol anishmaitu, we don't paskin like all these shittas, Eloki ha da omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? Yoim akipurim shechaliyah is b'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur is chalin Shabbos, hamispalel ni'ile tzorich lahazkir shel Shabbos. The one who says ni'ile, when you daven ni'ile, one should be maskir Shabbos in ni'ile. So here we see, even though Mitzad Shabbos, one would not have to daven tefillas nila. Nila is a tefillah that is nischadish because of Yom HaKippurim. Afal pikein, if you're davening nila already, one should mention Shabbos. Why? Yom hu shenischayev ba'arba tefillas. Since you're mechuyev to say this tefillah, it doesn't matter why you're mechuyev to say this tefillah. But since you are mechuyev to say this tefillah, so there's a din haskor of Shabbos in the tefillahs hayoyim that are said, there's an inyan to be maskir the kedushas hayoyim. If today is Shabbos, the one should be maskir Shabbos. What does Rashi say? Tzorich lahaskir shel Shabbos, loyma vatiten lonu es yoyim hamonoyach, which is Shabbos, ves yoyim hakipurim hazeh, V'choisim mekadish ha-Shabbos v'yoyim ha-Kippurim. V'afal pishen tfilas nila b'Shabbos. Even though mitzad Shabbos, there is no necessity to have this tfilah. This tfilah is only because of yoyim ha-Kippurim. Yoyimu shenischayev b'dalet tfilas. Lav tfilis halayla bechlal. Rashi says if you would include tfilis mayrev, so it'd be yoyim shenishayev behay tfilis. Elo was speaking about the tfilis hayoyim. Elo tfilis hayoyim, shachris, musaf, minche, uni'ile. So we see there is such a svare of yoyim shenishayev bedala tfilis, so since this is a tfilah muchayeves bozeh hayoyim, so you have to be maskir the kedushas hayoyim of Shabbos. So who had in, if you're davening Musaf Chanukah, you'll say Al Anisim. The way Rashi says, if you're saying the Haftorah Shabbos, you'll mention Rosh Chodesh. You're saying the Haftorah Shabbos by Mincha, you'll mention Yontif. Since there's a Chiyuv to say this Broche, so you masker the other Mu'urois, which are in this day also. So the Gemara asks, Kasha hilchese al hilchese. You're telling me hilchese ke Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But I have another halacha which is contradictory to this halacha. Why? V'kaimul on hilchese ke Rove. We paskin like Rove. And what did Rove say? The Omar Rove, Yontev shechal liyois b'shabbos. If Yontev is chal Shabbos, is shliach tzibo hayoyred lifnei hateva arvitz. The Shatz, who davens Mayrev, and he says, after Shemayne Esre, he says, May ain't Sheva, Moginovis, and he tzorich lahaskir shal yontif. So he doesn't have to mention in this kitzer Shemayne Esre, Moginovis, he doesn't have to mention yontif. Why? Shel molei Shabbos, and shliach tzibur yoyred arvis biyontif. The whole reason this Kitzer Shemayne Esrei is said is because of Shabbos. If it wouldn't be Shabbos Yontif alone, one doesn't say a Kitzer Shemayne Esrei. So the whole reason the Shemayne Esrei is said is because of Shabbos. Therefore, it is unnecessary to mention Yontif in the Shemayne Esrei. So this is Mamish, the Svare, the Heper of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, since you're saying the Tefillah, your masker in the tefillah, the other murois hayayim. So the Gemara says it's no kasha. Hachi hashta. There's no comparison. Hosom bidinu dafilu b'shabes nami loitzorich. There, the kitzur shemayne esrei, that the shat says after mayrev, in reality, there's no necessity to say it. There's no chazoras hashatz by mayrev. The whole reason the Rabbonin were misakin to say the Shemayne Esrei is al tzakone. Avol hoche yoimu shenishayev ba'arba tfilis. But here, this is a day that you're mechuyev in arba tfilis. So the poshet pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara means to say as follows. If there's a chiyuv, michiyuve hatfilis, to daven for Shemayne Esrei. There's a chiyuv michiyuve atfile to say biras aftoire. So then when these brachas are said, so if this day has another kedusha in it, so the kedusha has to be mentioned in the Shemayne Esrei and the birchas atfile also. But this is not michiyuve atfile. You're not mechuyev to say me'ein sheva. It was a takana. We'll see in Rashi, Chazal said to say the short Shemayne Esrei, Mishum HaSakone. But there's no chiyuv to say the Shemayne Esrei. Since there's no chiyuv to say the Shemayne Esrei, so therefore it is not necessary to include in the Shemayne Esrei Kedushas Hayoyim to mention Yontev also. That is the Ivra in the Gemara. Before we see Rashi, even though the Svasemis doesn't bring the Raya from this Gemara, but Dachsach Miratz Amayra Dike Raya. The Svas Emes Klerz HaShaila, he's medayik the Loshen of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Yoimu shen nischayev ba'arba tefillah. Since you're mechuyev to say the Shemayne Esrei, so you're mechuyev to mention in the Shemayne Esrei Kedusha Shabbos. So he says, what if one says a Shemayne Esrei that he's not mechuyev to say? For example, he wants to daven atfilas nedove. It's Rosh Chodesh, and he wants to daven atfilas nedove. Is he mechuyev to say yala v'yavoy? That's one shaila. He clears another shaila. What will be if a person forgot to daven mincha. And Meirev is Rosh Chodesh. Meirev is Rosh Chodesh. He davens two Shemayne Esrei. Now the first Shemayne Esrei is for Meirev Shal Rosh Chodesh. The second Shemayne Esrei is not, that's a tashlumim of mincha. Is he mechuyiv to say Alev Yovel? Not Shal Klangash Alev, he forgot to say. Als Elach Yid, is he mechuyiv to say Alev Yovel? So the Sfas Emes wants to say, later he brings a kolboy that says that, that he's not mechuyiv. This whole lomdis, that one is supposed to stick into the Shemayne Esrei, the Kedushas HaYoyim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Yoyimu Shenischayev Ba'arba Tfilis. If you're Mechuyev to Davin, so you're Mechuyev, all the Tfilis that you're Mechuyev to say, Chazal said, mention Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, mention Shabbos. This is not from the Tfilis that the Yoyim is Mechayev. I was menadiv, sometimes I wanted daven Shemayin Esrei, Tovei Aleichem Broche, but there's no inyan to be maskir Rosh Chodesh in this Shemayin Esrei. Or by a Tashlumim also. And that Be'etzim the Gemara says. The Gemara says, since the Shemayin Esrei, that the Shad says, Mogin Ovois, is not a Shemayin Esrei HaMechuyevet, it's only a Takone Darabonon Mishum Sakone, so therefore it is not necessary to mention in this Shemayin Esrei Kedushas HaYoyim, therefore you don't mention Yontif. Now let us see Rashi. Shliach Tzibur HaYoyrev Arvis HaMispalu Bilchas Me'ein Sheva Koinei Shomayim Voretz. He davens a short Shemayin Esrei, which is a condensation of the Sheva Brochis of the Shemayin Esrei of Shabbos. Boginoveis Bidvorei. So he does not mention Yomtev. So the Gemara says, there's no chiv to daven the Shemayin Esrei. Mishum Sakones, Mazikin. The whole reason this Shemayin Esrei is said is because of the Sakones Mazikin. Well, how do Mazikin come in? So Rashi explains as follows. Shloihoyu Bote Knesiye Shalahem B'Yishuv. The Bote Knesiyas were not B'mokim HaYishuv. They were out in the fields. V'chol Shalei Lechoyl. So Rashi says, during the nights of the week, Hoyu Asukim B'Melachto. So they used to work. U'Begomron Melachto. And when they finished working, Mispalulim Arvis Bebeison. So they daven Meire B'Yechidis. V'loi Hoyu Boim Bebeis HaKnesses. They didn't go to the shul. So the Sakone of Mazikin, which existed in the shuls, so that was non-existent the whole week. Avolele Shabbos, boim bebeis haknesses. No, a whole week they davened b'yechidus, but Shabbos they all came to shul. V'choshu, and they were afraid sheyesh she'ein memar in lovoy. Could be there's some people which will not come exactly on time. V'shoyin la'achat tefillah, and so if they come a little later. So when they come a little later, they don't daven a quicker Shemayin Esrei, they daven a normal Shemayin Esrei. But they're gonna daven a normal Shemayin Esrei, and the Oilam who came in time will be finished already. And so they'll be left alone. Lekach herichu tvilas hatzibur. So they wanted to make sure that the Oilam should stay there a little longer. So they said the Shatz, you daven a oicha Shemayin Esrei, mogin ovis. The whole thing is a pella. How long does Mogin Ovis take already? Yomet, a minute, 2 minutes the most. So we see Al Koponim two chidushim. One chidush, a person who came late, he only came 2 minutes late. More than 2 minutes late, the Stamazay Nishdovas Teren. So he came 2 minutes late. And we see another chidush. No, after Shemayin Esrei, Nishtaitmem is a Kachabis and Dos, Mishmuz Dabisol, they didn't see each other the whole week. Zechnish given. After Shemayin Esrei, everyone went home. The wives are waiting. There's no time to shmuz and say good Shabbos. So Mamela, these two minutes, the Nebuch, the people came late, or in the Sakone. So therefore, Chazal were Mesakin, that we have to make sure that they'll stay another 2 minutes. So they made a whole Shemayin Esrei. That was the reason, Shemayin Esrei, to ensure that they'll stay another 2 minutes. The Sfas Emes asks, why by Yontif you also don't have the same problem? Same problem should be by Yontif also. much it's a on this kasha. God, I saw the chedusha yaran asked the kasha why by yontav they weren't misakin, because you have the same problem by yontav. So the chedusha yaran, it's not like Rashi. The chedusha yaran says that there were two nights in the week there was a sakone of mazikin, Wednesday night and Friday night. So these two nights were a sakone. Stamazay a night there wasn't a sakone. But Rashi doesn't mention this. So that's take a ha'ore, why weren't they misakin yontev also? Agavuche, Rashi says that in the middle of the week, Rashi says, what solved the problem in the middle of the week? So Rashi says in the middle of the week, there wasn't a problem because they used to daven b'yechides. We heard in the beginning of Broches, Taisus and Broches Davbei says the whole takone of Yiruei Neinu was a takone de Rabbonon kdei lahamtin lachavereyem bebeis haknesses. That was the whole inyan of Baruch Hashem Leilam Omim Omim, also the same inyan. I don't know if there's a machloikis Rashi or Taisus, but that was the whole reason of the takone. Taisus Davbei says because the Bevoti Knesiyas were basodes and was a takone to remain there, so they were misakin to say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Amin V'yomin in Yeruvay Neinu. Could be Shabbos, just like we don't say Yudches Broches, they didn't want to say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, which is connected Yudches Broches. So therefore, they were misakin a Me'ein Sheva. But it seems Rashi learned that in the middle week B'chal, they didn't go to visit the shuls. They davened B'yechides. Let us see Taisvis. Veles hilchese kechol anishmaitze peirish bekunteres kerav hune verav yehude verav gidl verav achadboy. So Rashi said that we took care of all the soivrim that hold that we don't add anything on if that's not the sibis hamachayiv. So rav hune verav yehude, that's al hanisim by musaf. The Rav Gidol is, that's being masked Rosh Chodesh by the Haftoire. The Rav Achadvoy, that's being masked Yontev by the Haftoire Shal Mincha Shal Shabbos. The Oymari, the Loi Hoye Loi Le Limnois the Rav Gidol Badayu. That means even though we took care of all the others, but we do pasken like Rav Gidol. The Afilo Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Moide, the Intzorech Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Benovi, given the Novi Beresh Chodesh Leke Klal V'chein Onu Noyagim Shaloi Lahaskir. The Gemara had mentioned a Svore and Daf Chav Dalet Omed Aleph a new Svore. The Gemara had mentioned a Svore that the Tfilis have to be consistent. For example, in this Svore we have, let us say by Alanisim, by Musaf, to mention Alanisim by Musaf. So there's a svore, no, since I mentioned it by Shachas, I mentioned it by Minche. No, I'm davening Musaf, so the tefillahs should be consistent. So if you mentioned it by the other tefillahs, mention it by these tefillahs also. So this svore applies Alanisim by Musaf. This svore will apply to, if you say the Haftorah by Minche to mention Yontev by Minche, because you mentioned Yontev by Shachas. Because by Shachis, Yontav is also a Machayah for the Haftorah. So you say the Haftorah by Mincha, you should also mention. Shabbos by Yom Kippurim, you also have this Svore. Since you mentioned Shabbos by Shachis and Mincha, you should mention it by Nilo also. But Rav Gidol is a, it could be every, no one holds like Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol, to mention Rosh Chodesh by the Haftorah of Shabbos, since you never mentioned Rosh Chodesh by the Birchas Haftorah, so there's no svara should be consistent. So Mamela could be no one whole, everyone agrees with Rav Gidol. Rav Yeshua ben Levi agrees with Rav Gidol. And Taisa says, therefore, when it comes Rosh Chodesh, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. L'mais it's Amor Dike Machlekes HaRishonim. The Baal Amor holds like Taisvis. And the Rif holds like Rashi, that you do mention Rosh Chodesh. La halacha we paskin like Taisvis. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh. And the same halacha applies Shabbos Chalamoid. Shabbos Chalamoid, Do you mention Mekadish Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, or do you mention Shem Chagamatzis as it? So this is the same thing like Rosh Chodesh, the same thing like Rosh Chodesh, just like by Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh is never mentioned in any of the Haftorahs, so Memele, so there's no svar of being consistent, Rosh Chodesh does not enter into the Birchas Haftorah, so therefore, Chol HaMoed also is never mentioned in any of the Birchas Haftorah, so therefore we don't mention Chol HaMoed also, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't mention Shem Chagamatzei says that. That's brought down in Hilchas Pesach. Now there is a very interesting halacha the Mishnah Brura brings down from the Pri Megadim, but Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos you do mention. And why do you mention? So it brings us further because Chol HaMoed Sukkos, since each day you brought a different korban, so each day is considered a separate yontif, so therefore Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you mentioned Sukkos in Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. I didn't have a chance to do much research on this halacha, but Poshet in Lomdus, it's very schwer to understand. If we pasken like Rav Gidl, and we pasken like Rav Gidl, so the svara is, that since Chol HaMoed is never a mechayif to say them after, the Chol HaMoed is not a mechayif to say the Haftorah. And there's no svar of consistency, so what's geit miron that kol yoim is as a moed b'fnei atmi legabi the kolbonis, legabi halu you say gans halu, but legabi the chi of Haftorah, you never say Haftorah and Chol HaMoed, the whole mechayif is only Shabbos. So why should there be a difference between Reish Chodesh also bring a korban. Afal Piken, you don't mention Reish Chodesh Shachaliyas B'Shabbos, you don't mention Reish Chodesh in the Birchas Haftorah. So exactly what the difference is between Reish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I really don't understand. But the Halacha is brought down that way. That by Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you mention Shem Chag HaSukkos is there, and you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman. Let us go further. V'loi Ba'alya. In the Mishnah, it says, let us look at the Mishnah for 1 minute, the Mishnah Dav Chof Amid Beis. There is a three-way machloikis. The Tanakhama says, V'loi ba'alye, v'loi b'chelev. One should not be madlik neiroi Shabbos b'chelev. Nochem Amodai Oimer, madlikin b'chelev mevushel. Nochem Amodai says it matters. Chelev mevushel, Rashi learns chelev mevushel means chelev that is melted. Chelev mevushel, one could be madlik, because if the fats are melted, so then if the fire will burn well. So therefore, chelev mevushel, one could be madlik. V'chachomim ha'imrim, echad mevushel, ve'echad she'enei mevushel, ein madlikin boy. That even though it's mevushel, you're also not madlik. So we have here, it would seem the chachomim, the Tanakhama, hold the same. They don't make a difference between chelev mevushel and chelev. Rav Bruna Amar Rav had said that chelev mevushel is ein madlikin boy, that's for sure. But if one will add a few drops of oil to this chelev mevushel, then one is permitted to be madlik. That is Rav Bruna's asvara. So the Gemara says the Tanakhama and the Chachamim are chelek in this halacha of Rav Bruna. Will a few drops of oil make it permissible to use chelev mevushel? So one holds it like Rav Bruna, it does make it permissible, and one doesn't hold like Rav Bruna. V'loi mesayme, I don't know which one is machme and which one is meikel, but that is the machlokes. Let us see Rashi. Hachi garsin, enochim amodei oima madlikim b'chelev mevushel. So Rashi says, what is the translation of mevushel? V'hu mehutach, it means that it melted. Hainu Tanikama, the Oma Veloy Bechelev, Kol Chelev Vemashmi, even though it is Mevushel. So the Gemara says the difference will be the Rav Bruna. The Shori Ayidei Taruve Shemen Kol Shu, Rav Bruna says that it is permissible to use Chelev Mevushel if you added some oil. Veloy Misaimi, Ein Nikir, it is unclear, Mi Oiser or Mi Mater, who holds like Rav Bruna and who doesn't hold like Rav Bruna. Let us see Taisus. איקה בינאיו דרברונה אמרב ולוי מסיימי. היקשה ריבו. אמי אלוהים מסיימי, why can't we know who the מחמר is? ואומר במויכה פרס, the whole תנא בסחה לתפויה יוסה, the last תנא is always מרבה. So if the last תנא is מחמר over here, he says, אחד מבוש, he says, אין מדליקן, so מסתומה, the אין מדליקן is מרבה, even if he added some oil. ויש לוימר, the הוכה דיקה גימל תנאים, here we have three תנאים, Ikele meimel, de loy osse latfuye ela noche mamodis. I don't know, the last time is ikhe, he's machmer, more than the previous one. But could he, the previous one is noche mamodai. Da, mamad likim bechele mevushel bei, nei. Noche mamodai held, that is permissible to be madlik with chele mevushel, when, as long as it's melted without any, without adding oil, ba osse chachomim le meimel, afilo be mevushel. Afilu b'mevushul, ein madlikin b'eine. So that he's machmer an nochum. Avo b'nesine sheme l'soichoi mutter. Could be that it is mutter. So from that, what he's moisif, it could be he's only moisif, and the tanikam, an nochum amodai. But he's not machmer if the edit shemen also. V'taima the tanikami namikala meime da osa b'nesine shemen. It could be that the Tanakama asel benesine shemen also. Dum ye de zefes vishave. The soul aloche, that if you add shemen, it is permissible, that is dafke by chaylev mevushel. By all other fuels which are possible, adding shemen will not help the situation. So since the Tanakama put chaylev together with zefes and shavet, and just like by zefes vishave, adding oil will not help, so it would seem, that who adin that by chaylev also adding oil won't help. V'loy mesaimi, but that is not proof that he's taken machmer. Mishum dikel meimet tana basra letfuyosa. It could be that the tana basra is machmer. So it is unclear who is machmer in the halacha of Rabbuna, but al kaponim, that is the machloikis between the tanakam and the chachomim, the halacha of Rabbuna, if one is permitted to add Shemen, and then to Chaylev Mehuter. Zot the Mishnah. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreife b'yomtev. One is not permitted to be madlik shemen sreife b'yomtev. What is shemen sreife? So Rashi says, shemen shel trumot meya. If a person, a kohen, has shemen of trumot meya, that the halacha is he's not permitted to eat it, and he should burn it, or al takole, he shouldn't come to eat it, or there's a mitzvah of sreife. Al koponim, so even though the halacha is, he's permitted to derive benefit, a kohen is permitted to derive benefit from the shemen shel truma tmeya that is burning, afal pikein, he's not permitted to burn this in yontif. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, ein madlikin beitron, mipnei kevoit ha-shabbos. What is itron? So Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer b'shabbos, he is speaking about Shabbos. He's not permitted to be madlik beitron, mipnei kevoit ha-shabbos. Itron is pseulta de zifte. This is it's a byproduct of zefes. Rashi explained in the beginning of Mem Adlikin how this itron is made. After you take the zephes out of the pitch out of a tree, so through heat there is a clear oil that separates from the zephes, and this is called itron. So this psulta de zifta, the psalus of zephes, one should not be madlik, bibnei kevoid ha-shabbos sherei chai ra. Since it has a bad reyach, so therefore, Chazal did not permit, there's a machlekes further in the Gemara, exactly what this means, sherei chayra. But al-kaponim, since it's a bad reyach, so one should not be madlik with itron. And that's what Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer b'Shabbos, he's speaking about Shabbos. So l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand why did Rashi have to tell us this? If a Shteitzer was speaking about Shabbos, he says, Mipnei Kvoida Shabbos. So the Chodesh Aviv says, I could think maybe you're speaking about Yontiv, because the previous halacha was Yontiv. And could be there were Geizer Yontiv Otto Shabbos. That's the type from Nekevayit HaShabbos. So Rashi says, no, the whole is applies only in Shabbos, not in Yontiv. Shemensh, the Mishnah says further. V'chachomim atirim v'chol ha-shmonim. V'chachomim ha-mater ul shmonim. V'shemen shum shemen, shemen made of sesame seeds, v'shemen agoizim, walnut oil, v'shemen tznoinis, an oil that's derived from radishes, v'shemen dogim, fish oil, v'shemen pakuis. V'shemen pakuis, we'll see, this is a type of a bitter melon, that the oil is extracted from the seeds of this lemon, melon. B'shemen pakuis, b'itron, u'b'neift. Rabtaf and Oimer, medlikin elo b'shemen zayis bilbot. So Rashi says, shemen shum shemin, maskone de milsa de chachomim, this is the continuation of the chachomim. Tznainais tznain. Shemen dogim, mikirvei dogim shenimuchu, this oil is extracted from the insides of the dogim. Pikuois, the last midbori. Neft means shemen is a type of oil sharei ra, kidamrinen beseida yumen. Bo limdoid neft, if a person wants to measure neft, aimrmuloi medoid latzmach, you can do it yourself, shein odam reitzelasayoi. It is not an enticing odor, so you can do it yourself. Now let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif." My time. Why is one not permitted to be madlik b'shemen sreifa? So the Gemara says, "Lofisha ein sreifim kotchim b'yontif." Just like one is not permitted to burn kotchim in yontif, the same way one is not permitted to burn Terumah Tmeya in Yontif. Well, when we finish the sugya, we'll see that it is very difficult to understand what connection is there between Terumah Tmeya and Kotchim. Terumah Tmeya is Mutar Bahano, so one could derive benefit from it. Kotchim, one cannot derive benefit. That's Taisvus Akash. Al Koponim, the Gemara says that is the reason. The reason one is not permitted to use to kindle shemen sreifa trumet meye, because the halacha is ein sofim kotchim beyontev, because one is not permitted to burn kotchim in yontev. So the Gemara asks, on this halacha alone, minno hani mili, why can't one burn kotchim in yontev? There's a mitzvah sasei of sreifas kotchim. So even though there's an isel malach in yontev, let us say, asei doichalai sase, the mitzvah sasei of sreifas kotchim should be doichi yontif. That is the Gemara's kasha, mino hani mili. That's what Rashi says. Mino hani mili dein soifim. How do you know that you're not permitted to burn kotchim? Din loy memayit lo krof, you won't have a pasuk that's memayit, islo lemeimer leisi asei de be'esh tisroifu, the mitzvah asei of sreifis kotchim, v'yitres loisase kol melochin, it should be doichi loisase kol melochin. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So on this we have a few terutzim. Omar cheskiye v'chein tona devei cheskiye omar kro. I have a raya from a posik that sreifas kotchim is not doichi yontif. What is the posik? The posik says as follows. V'lo yisei siru mimenu ad boike. This posik is speaking about the korban pesach. The korban pesach, the posik says, make sure that you shouldn't leave over any of the meat till the morning. If some meat was left over ad boike till the morning, so the shaila is, the second ad boike is extra. We're speaking about, you shouldn't leave over till the morning. So it could have said, what does it say ad boike? It's not necessary to say a second time ad boike. Ma talmud loyma ad boike. This is speaking about the second morning. The first morning is Yontif, is the first day Yontif of Pesach. You shouldn't leave over the Korban Pesach till the morning of Pesach. That was left over till the first morning, So by the Boiker Sheini, by the second morning, the first day Chalamoid, is you should burn it. That the Noisar is burnt the second day. So we see that Sreifas Noisar, even though it's a mitzvah sasei, it is not Doiche Yomtev. Abaye Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbas V'Shabbatoi. The oile of Shabbos that you could be makriv in Shabbos. The loy oilas choil b'Shabbos. But an oilas choil, let us say, erev Shabbos, you had a kolban tamid, and you were not makter the tamid, and it became Shabbos already. So even though the mitzvah of haktoras atamid, you could be makter a whole night. So there is a mitzvah of haktore. But since this is an oilas choil, so we learn now from this pasuk, oila Shabbos b'Shabbatei, only one is only permitted to be makdir an oila Shabbos in Shabbos, but not an oila schoil in Shabbos. V'loi oila schoil b'yontef. And we also learn out from this pasuk, Taisel will explain where we see this in the pasuk, that an oila schoil is also not permitted to burn in yontef. So since this is not mechoivas hayoim, so kochim psulim, is also not mechayvas hayoyim. It doesn't have to be done today. So we learn now from this pasuk that it is not doiche yomtev. Rava Omar, Rava said a third drasha. Omar kro, who, there are two miyutim. Who levado yeyoso lochem. And we darshan from this pasuk as follows. Who is going on oichel nefesh? Oichel nefesh, one is permitted to meleches oichel nefesh is permitted in yontif. Who v'loy machshirin, but machshirei oichel nefesh. That means if a person wants to sharpen a knife, or he wants to fix an oven, which this is machshirei oichel nefesh, he can't eat without these things. This is not doichi yontif. Only meleches oichel nefesh is doichi yontif, and not meleches machshirei oichel nefesh. If the melach is only being done to be misakin machshirei oichel nefesh, the utensils which are used for the preparation of oichel nefesh, that is the who, but that's not negeya us. Levadoi, it tells us, is another miyut. Levadoi v'loi milo shaloi bizmana. The osi bekal b'chayma. Now, Levadoi is telling us that if there's a mitzvah smila today, it's a mila shaloi bizmana, so that is also not doiche yontif. So from this limut, from the Levadoi, we learn out that any mitzvah that it's not michiyuve hayoim, it is not essential that it should be done today. It's a mitzvah that could be done today, but you could do it tomorrow also. So this mitzvah is not doiche yontif. So just like mila shaloi bizmano is not doiche yontif, so hu adin sreifas kochim is also not doiche yontif. It's a mitzvah, that's true, but you could do it tomorrow also. So therefore it is not doiche yontif. And the osi bikal b'chayma, and the mefoshim explained that these two miyutim are memayit two types of melochis. Who is memayit in the lochem? That means even though this meloche is for your own purpose, it's not meleches mitzvah, but only meleches oichel nefesh is mutter. Machshirei oichel nefesh, even though it's also for your purpose, that is not mutter in yontif. In the levada is memayit meleches mitzvah. That meleches mitzvah, which is not mechiyuve hayoim, which does not necessarily have to be done today, is also not doichi yontif. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi said, Shabbosin asay, that the word Shabbosin tells us that besides the love of Asiyas Meloche, there's a mitzvah asay of Shabbosin, Vahavale Yontiv asay, Veloisas. So it comes out when one does a Meloch in Yontiv, he's over an asay Veloisas. Ve'ein asay doiches loisas v'asay. In is not so we have here three drushes, and Ravashi tells us Rabashi tells us a cheshbin that there is no din tchiyah that the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim should be doicha yontif. Now let us see Rashi. She'ein Talmud loymer ad boiker zimna achrita. It is not necessary to say a second time ad boiker. It could have said elo v'hanoisa mimenu, that which was left over beish tisreifu. Doksiv ad boiker bereish. It said already how it became noisa. So the second boiker, which is extra, is telling us boiker sheni, that this man of sreif is the second morning. Shu chayle shalmoyit. V'hochi mashme v'hanoisar mimenu. Leboiker rishin, that what was left over till the first morning, ad boiker shayni hamtin, wait till the second morning, wait till the first day chalamoy, and then the tisrafein, then you should burn it. Oilas choil, ki goin evore tomit shal erev yontev. The evorim of the kolben tomit of erev yontev, shlei hukteru mi ba'oid yoin, that were not burnt yet, Erev Yontif, ein malin oisa mishach sheikh. One is not permitted, as soon as it becomes dark, it becomes Yontif, to put them on the Mizbeach. Even though this is this man, it's chayves hayoyim, v'cholshkeim kotshim psulim loisalfinim. Hu levadoi kroi yiseiri ninu. These are extra psukim, extra words. The motzi lemichtav could have said, acha sheyocha lechol nefesh sheyosa lechem. Well, Eichel Nefesh is permitted. The Hu Levadoi comes to be Mamayit. Who is Mamayit? Machshirim. What does Machshirim mean? Machshirei Ha'Eichel. Utensils which are used to prepare Eichel Nefesh. Kigoin. Lasa Ishput, to make a spit, V'sakin and a knife, V'tanu V'kirayim, to make an oven in Yontif. So even though this is a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, but since this is Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, it is not permitted. Levadoi comes lemiyutei mila shaloi bizmano. That mila shaloi bizmano, even though there's a mitzvah today to be mal, the leidochye Shabbos v'yontev, it is not doiche Shabbos v'yontev. A mitzvah that could still be done the next day, so it is not doiche yontev. The iloi mi'ateikho, if there would not be a miyut, I would think osi b'kal v'chayma de titchi. I would have a kal v'chayma that I would think that Mila Shloi Bizman is Deichi even Shabbos. What is the Kal V'chaymeh? Beperik Rabbi Eleza. The Hochisan Yehosom, we learn to Perik Rabbi Eleza the Mila as follows. Umatzoi Ras Shedoicha Esa Avoide. Now, Tzaras Deicha Esa Avoide means as follows. Let us say, all the Kehanim are Mitzoyroi. And you don't have a Kohen that is able to do the Avoide. So there'd be an Eitzah what to do. The Eitzah would be, cut off the Nega. You'll cut off the Nega, it'll be Eis Mitzayim. Now there's a problem. It's not a simple Eitzah, because, it's not a simple solution, because there's a law. Ishomer b'Nega HaTzoras. You're not allowed to cut off a Tzoras. So Umatzoras Shedoiches Avoide. So that means, if we have a scale in front of us. If we'll cut off the tzaras, we'll be able to do the avoide. If he won't cut off the tzaras, the avoide will become bottle. So the halach is, let avoide become bottle, and don't be oiva on the lava vishama benega tzaras. So the Gemara makes such a kalvachema. Ma tzaras, shedoiches avoide. That tzaras is stronger than avoide. Va avoide doiches ha-shabbos. Avoide is stronger than Shabbos. That means if it comes to the Kabonis Hayyim, Adaycha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bizmana Daycha Oisa. Now, what if there will be Bimokim Ha'olo? There will be a Nega. Is one permitted to make the mitzvah of Mila? By doing this, it'll be over the lava of Ishama Benega Tzaraz. So we learn out from a Limud that Mila Shaloi Bizmana is Daycha the lava of Ishama Benega Tzaraz. Dochi san yosom, mila deiches atzaras, beim bismano, beim shaloi bismano. V'yalof lo mikroi. So we see that mila shaloi bismano is stronger than the lav of Hishama benega tzaras. Is Shabbos, shen nitches mibnei avoide, so Shabbos that is nitche mibnei avoide. And avoide is schwacher than Hishama benega tzaras. Mila that is strong than Ishamba b'negev tzarash, zicha be stronger than Shabbos. Also, levadai lafuki mehai kalvachoymed lai tidrishlai. So now we have a drosha levadai that you shouldn't make this kalvachoymed. Umemele shaminimino. And now we learn out from this levadai. We learn out a klal. The mitzvah, she'ein's mano kavua. A mitzvah that it is not essential to be done today. V'yochei la'asoyso l'mocho. It is possible can be done tomorrow. Ein aydeiche yontev. That's why mila shalei bizman is not aydeiche yontev. So, but who adin l'sreifes kotshim temeim? So, sreifes kotshim temeim also have this characteristic. You do it tomorrow. So, therefore, that's also not aydeiche yontev. And Ravashi said, aseyu demashmish voisboy. Ve'ein asey de be'esht isreifu deiche yontev. The asey of be'esht isreifu is not aydeiche yontev. The who loisas of yes. So Mamela, so that is why kochim tmeim, that's why we don't burn ein seif and kochim beyond. Now Rashi asks a pertinent question. Va'af al gav, padlokis ner beyontev meloch amoteresi. So Rashi says, but the Mishnah is speaking about trumat meyeh. Trumat meyeh is not a melocha. That a person is permitted to derive benefit from the hadlaka of Trumat, permitted to derive benefit while it's burning. So Mamela, then the whole Shaila was only, let us say, Esa Deicha Loisasa. So we said, Terutzim, there's no din Tchir. But Shemen Sreif is a Moloch HaMoteresi. So why can't you burn Shemen Sreif? Rashi answers, Hoyul Vavora Shar Kotshim She'eineni Mehem Nesorim. Since Kochim, which one is not permitted to derive benefit, is also gamzu lo yotza min haklal. So this is also also. What Rashi is saying is very vague. Let's not go into Rashi now, what Rashi is really saying. Let's go into Taisvis. Taisvis also asks the same kasha. The kasha is meredik, but Rashi's teretz is a ps. You have to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi asks the kasha, now Rashi says gamzu lo yotza min haklal, but what is the teretz? Let us see Taisus. Lefi she'ein soifim kotshim biyonder. Vim taima. So Taisus asks Rashi's kasha. Heichi yalfinan trume mi kotshim. How can one learn out trume from kotshim? The kotshim din hu she'ein sreifosim doichi yontev. Kotshim, we can understand that it's not doichi yontev. Because he can't derive any benefit from the fire that is burning. There's none that we learn out from these lamudim. We have a cloud. There's a cloud that just like havora, one is permitted to make a fire in yontif. So is the permitted to make a fire? Shaloi letzayich aichol nefesh. Although there's no tzayich, so Taisa says no. Ela shaloi letzayich aichol nefesh. You don't need tzayich aichol nefesh. Avo tzayich sheiktas tzayich. You need a tzayich lehischamein. Either you're deriving heat from the fire, oile shum hanor, or a different type of a benefit. Avol havore legamri shaloi letzayich. Abastamazay, to make a fire without deriving any benefit, loy hutra. So memele, so we can very easily understand why sreifas kotshim is not toich yontif. You're making meleches havorech. There's no tzayich yontif whatsoever. And there's no din tchiye, so therefore you're not allowed to burn kotshim psulim in yontif. Elos reifas trumet meye, but when the Mishnah is speaking about trumet meye, shemuta lehonais bishas reifas, they're permitted to derive benefit. Lama yeyosel, so why is one not permitted to be madlik a koyin? Why is a koyin not permitted to be madlik shemen sreifas? Maishno mi shemen chulin shemuta lesoil feladlika lahanosoi. What is it different than shemen of chulin? One is permitted to kindle shemen chulin, he's deriving benefit from the illumination that he's giving out. So he can do the same thing by truma. He's going to get, besides getting illumination, he's getting a kiyam a mitzvah also. Migra gora. So there should be something wrong because he's doing a mitzvah also. That's Tosfos kash. And the kash is a meridike kash. So the Rivo says, devadai gora. You're right. Shemen shalchulin is deriving benefit. It's permitted. Here he's deriving benefit. Here it's not permitted. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. What does that mean? So the Rivo explains as follows. The kivin she'osra toire kol hanois. The Torah said, Truma Tameya, one is not permitted to derive any benefit from it. You're not allowed to eat it. Rakano, you're not allowed to smear yourself with it. Rakano Sreifer. There's only one Hano that is permitted. When it's burning, you're allowed to derive benefit. Im Kain. Havorezu Einoilitzairach Hano Sain. So we have to read between the lines. The Torah did not say, a coin, you can burn it, so you should be able to have hano. The Torah took away all the hanos. The Torah only permitted hano b'shas reifer. So the reason of the havara is not in order that the coin should be able to have hano. Elo l'shem mitzvah reifer. The reason the truma has to be burnt is because it's a mitzvah to burn. Elo shaha toire loy hikpido she yehenno mimenu b'shas biyura. The toire said, listen, since you're doing the mitzvah, you're permitted to have hano also while the mitzvah is being niskayim. But the purpose of burning it is not lochem. It is not, you can't say, I'm burning it because I want to have hano. It's tumat mei is also b'hano. I'm burning it for the mitzvah purpose. Now the Torah said, while you're doing the mitzvah, you could derive no hano also. Tosfos in Beis says a vote as follows. Botelei tzoirech hedyet eitzel tzoirech gavoya vavakilu kuloi shel gavoya. That means the Torah says you're allowed to do a meloche lochem. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing this for yourself. It is being done for the mitzvah. Now, b'shas the mitzvah, I'm also allowed to derive benefit. But the asiyah is not lochem, the asiyah is l'tzayrach mitzvah. And you're not allowed to do meloches l'tzayrach mitzvah. And therefore, it is not the doichi yontif. Midi dahave anedorim enedovitz. Let's say a person has made an neder. A person wants to bring an edove in yontif. So what is an neder and nedova? We're speaking about a korban shlomim. A korban shlomim, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be makriv the shlomim. What's going to happen with the meat? He's going to have the meat, gevaldik, and he's mekayim his neder also. What's wrong with this? The din is you can't be makriv it in Yom Tov. What is different this piece of meat than the meat he buys from the butcher? Then kreivim be Yom Tov. According to the Mandi Omar that says Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, V'chein Shtei Alechem L'didei Ein Afiyosan Deichin Yontev. The Shtei Alechem in Shvuis also is not Deichin Yontev. Af Al Pisha Yesh Ben Achilas Odom. Even though after the Akrove one can eat it, one can eat the meat, Mishum De Ikron L'Tzoyrech Gavoya. This is a kolben for the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom says you can eat from the kolben. But when one is trying to figure out the tachlis, the purpose of the meloche, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for the Rebbeinu Shlom. No, there's a bonus. I can derive benefit also from this pula that I'm doing from the Rebbeinu Shlom. But since the Iker, purpose, the main purpose of the Moloch is L'tzayrech Gavoya, so therefore there's also. Olaman diyama kreivim biyontev, there's a man diyama that holds a mesechtes beye, that one is permitted to be makriv nedorim v'nedovis in yontev. Haine mishum de kesova, di keshritosn vafiyosn nami l'tzayrech adam. He holds that I'm doing it for two purposes, not the main purpose is for Gavoya, I'm doing it for myself and for Gavoya. Abos Reifes Trumet Meyer, Vadai l'shem mitzvahs biyo. This is the purposes. It is also b'chol hanois. It's only muta b'shas reife. V'loy l'shem hano. Hilkach also b'yontev kishar kotsh. That is shitas horibo. Ulehi nire. And the Ri says, he disagrees with the Ribo. Loi shayich b'sreifes trume loima mishulchan gavoya kazoch. He doesn't like that what the Rivo said, that the Trumet Tmeya is similar to Nedorev and Nedovis, Meshulchan Gavoya Kazoch. V'loidomu l'shtei alechem, it is not similar to shtei alechem, sh'afiyo hi l'tzayrich gavoya, there the afiyo is l'tzayrich gavoya, sh'rei acher afiyo, after he bakes it, so ichlasis bem t'nufe. You have to do another avoide. V'chein acher shchites nedorim v'nedovis, after the shchite, oisem em l'gavoya, you make zrike. Avol trumet meya ein oisem imenu l'gavoya klum, nothing is done l'gavoya, v'leka l'meyme bo mishulchan gavoya kazoch. So you cannot say mishulchan gavoya kazoch. Exactly what is the svara of the Ri? What is the machlokes? The Ri and the Rivo. So there's a Meiridika Avnei Meluyim that explains the machlokes, the Ri and the Rivo. The Avnei Meluyim brings down a machlokes, lahaloche, the Sheiv Yaakov and the Noide B'Yude, and the Avnei Meluyim says their machlokes was the machlokes of the Rivo and the Ri. The Sheiv Yaakov spoke about a very interesting Shaila, which was Negeya every Yontif. We have to realize that a few hundred years ago, there was no refrigeration, and if a person wanted to have meat on Yontif, he had a Shecht in Yontif. He couldn't put it away in the freezer or take it out of the refrigerator. He used to Shecht on Yontif. Now, Shecht on Yontif, the Yidden didn't own behemoths also. Usually the slaughterhouses belonged to a goy, and a sheikhet used to come to the goy, and they used to tell him, I'll shecht, yontif, and if it'll be a kosher behem, I'll buy it from you, and if it'll be a treif behem, it's yours. Okay, there's a gamble. Okay, roi behemoths are not treif. So, is one permitted to do this yontif? So the Sheiv Yaakov said that it's also. Why? Because Bishas, when he's shechting, he's not shechting a Yiddish behemoth. It's lochem, v'loy l'gavoya, v'loy l'akum. Just like one is not permitted to shecht mamin gavoya, one is not permitted to shecht mamin akum. The same lochem that is mamayit akum, gavoya is mamayit akum. So he stells to Nedorim v'Nedovish, just like Nedorim v'Nedovish, not allowed to shecht, because it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazoch, I'm shechting Shel Gavoya. So here also, you're not allowed to shecht, because this behemoth belongs to the goy. Later the goy will sell it to me, over Skate Meron. Later by Nedorim v'Nedovish, I'll also get the meat. But B'Shah Shchite, I am shechting Shel Gavoya. So just like the Shel Gavoya is also, so who Adin Shel Akum is also. That's what the Sheiv Yaakov said. Now the Neid Yehuda comes and brings down the Sheiv Yaakov. Neid Yehuda says, you're making a big mistake. Lachem v'loyla Gavoya means as follows. The purpose of the Shchita. You're not, the purpose has to be for yourself and not for Gavoya. That's Pshat in the Meir. So over here, he's not shechting for the goy. The goy doesn't need geshacht and a meat. He's shechting for himself. He's shechting, hoping that the behemoth will not be a treife. And he can hope, because roi behemoth ain't a treife. So he's shechting for himself. Was geit miron, that it belongs to the goy. There's no such din belonging to a goy, belonging to a gavoyim. The inyan is the purpose of the meloch. That is, so there's a machlokes, the Neide B'Yude and the Sheiv Yaakov. So the Avnei Meluyim says that this is the machlokes, the Rivo and the Ri. The Rivo Taka sounds very much like the Neide B'Yude. The Rivo speaks about purpose. That the purpose is for Gavoya. That's why That is why Truma is also, Truma Tumei is also, because you're doing it for the mitzvah. The Iker is the mitzvah. The Riva speaks about purpose, tachlis. And therefore, the Yod Nadom and Dovah Sakereim, I'm doing it for myself also. And if it's also, the Iker tachlis is Gavoya. The Ri, so the Avnei Miluim says, the Ri did not disagree with the Riva. That the purpose of Truma Tmeya is zikha for the mitzvah. I mean, the Riva made a mathematical cheshbon. The Torah asked it b'chol hanois. So this is not, I'm doing it for my benefit. The Torah asked all hanois. The Iker is taka the mitzvah. But the Ri held that the whole iser of Shulchan Gavoya is dafka when it's Momen Gavoya. Fakir. You need processes to make ois Momen Gavoya. You need Zrike, you need Tnufe. Fakir. These things which are done, this shows, the Melachis which are done shows that at the present time it's Momen Gavoya. So therefore, so according to the Ri, he says the Ri is like the Sheb Yaakov. Even though one, looking at the Lashon of the Ri could be mefakpeik, but it's very interesting. The Ritva that came out now, on Masechta Shabbos, he brings the Ri, and he says the Lashon of the Ri, and he says as follows, Hosamu mishulcham gavoya kazochu, avul hocha nichsei koyin hei. So we see how he makes the difference between, the difference between the Dorim and the Dovis. And Trumet Mei is not in purpose. In purpose they're the same. This is doing L'Shem Mitzvah, and this is doing L'Shem Mitzvah. He makes a chilek in bailos, in ownership. There it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochel. There he's, now it belongs to Gavoya, and I'm doing a Meloche Bishel Gavoya. Avul Hocha Nichsei Koyin Eilucha. It belongs to the Koyin. So what's getting it on purpose? If it's Nichsei Koyin, so Memeila it is Mutter. So the Ri is like the Sheb Yaakov. That's how the Avnei Miluim feels us. So we have a problem. So if the whole chesaron of the Dorim and the Dovis is only when it's not Nichsei Yisrael, and this is Nichsei Koyin, so we're back to our kasha. So why? So what similarity is there between the Shemen Sreife and Sreife's Kochim. Sreife's Kochim, it's a Malocha because he's not deriving benefit. Here he's deriving benefit. So the Ri said a different Pshat Na Gemara. The Fishain Sreifim Kochim Beyontef Perish Gozru Truma Otu Kochim. The Gemara means that they were Goyzer. That means Chachavala Meikar Adin. Truma is different than Kodesh, but they were geizer, the Rabbanu were geizer, Truma otu Kodesh. The Marsho on Daf Chav Gimel, the Gram Horowitz on Daf Chav Hei, want to say that Rashi also means like the Ri. Kamzul o Yotem in the Klar Rashi means als the Gzeira. The Imtayma, now Taisvus asks Akasha. So if the whole thing is als the Gzeira, why do you have to jump to the geizet shemen sreifa to kochim, ma'ir ya to kochim mishum dein tzorchim kochim biyontev nigzo mishum trume shalei letzorich. Let's say they were geizer, if he's burning trume tmeya letzorich, gzeire he might burn trume tmeya shalei letzorich, he'll burn it l'shem mitzvah. Tafilu tzorchim kochim biyontev, if I care, it'll be better this way. Afilu, you would hold tzorchim kochim biyontev. The mitzvah. So why do you have to go into the whole problem to prove that you don't burn kochim and you're making a gzeira truma to kochim? Say push it. They asked truma tmei because he might burn it. He'll do it because midrabanan is a mitzvah to get rid of it. And if he does that, he's over on Israel, the reis of Melechus Yontif. So why did he have to bring in the whole union of ein tzorchim kochim beyontif? Yeshloimasotaisus answers the sreifas truma shloi letzorich leshchiach. This is a very rare occurrence that a person should burn truma shloi letzorich. Why should he do such a thing? The Shum Adam lay is refenu chinam, kivin shiachal lehanis besreif osay. Why should a person burn truma shloi letzorich? So to make a gzeire of truma tmei letzorich, otu shloi letzorich, that's a milsad leishchichem. So therefore the Gemara said they were geyser trumet meyer otu kotchen. Boiker shayni lisrei fosoi. Vim taima. So Taisvis asks, I boiker shayni davke would seem that you burn the noiso the first day chalamait. Ve'ein yochel lisrei fosoi b'leil maitso yontev, and you can't burn it. Maitso yontev. So heichi muchach bein sreifes kotchim doichi yontev. So how can you learn out from over here the halacha that sreifes kotchim is not doichi yontev? Al kochach einem itam bein sreifes kotchim doichi yontev. Dabar leil meitzoi yontev nami ein seilfoi. Meitzoi yontev is also not permitted to burn it. V'im kein, so why can he burn it meitzoi yontev? So al kochach tzeres ha-kosovo. Lisreif ba-boikir sheini. So it's a special din of Neisar Shal Kolben Pesach that you have to burn it the second day, but you can't build from this halacha that you don't burn Kachim Psulim and Yomtev. V'yeshloimel, no, Hodein Tzorifim Balayla, Hainim Mishum Dikpedakosim Shlalisref HaKachim Balayla. That what you don't burn at night, that's a different halacha, because you don't start burning Kachim at night. Kvashkram V'shlomim. We find the same halacha by Shlomim. De'ein Necholim Lo'er Shlishi. Shlomim are eaten 2 days and a night. The second night they are not eaten, and it becomes nicer the second night. Vafilohochi einus rochin ala b'yoyim shlishi k'dedorish bereish psachim. B'yoyim ashlishi beis yisov, b'yoyim atasor foy v'loy b'layla. So you see that that's a different halacha, that one does not start burning kachim psulim b'layla. So then we could bring, so that way you don't burn it b'layla, z'avazundar edin, that ain't serving kachim b'layla. Why don't you burn it the first day? Because Sreifus Kotchim is not Teiche Yontef. The loy oilas chil b'shabes, loy oilas chil b'yontef. So we learn out from the posik oilas shabas b'shabatoi, oilas shabas and shabas, and not oilas chil b'shabes, v'loy b'yontef. Tame it. So Taisa says, how does one jump to Yontef? Kiven dikro b'Shabbos ayri, since the pasuk is speaking about Shabbos, minole lemedrish le oilas chol b'yontif. So how can you derive from this that the oilas chol is also b'yontif? The pasuk is speaking about Shabbos. Dilma davke, maybe davke Shabbos. V'loy chol b'Shabbos, the chomer m'yontif. Because Shabbos is more chomer than yontif, so it could be davke oilas chol b'Shabbos is also, but oilas chol b'yontif could be his mutter. The Dorish beperik eluk shorim, Abekiva darshins in perik eluk shorim, oilas Shabbos b'Shabbos acheres. One is permitted to be maktir an oila of Shabbos in another Shabbos. Another Shabbos here means yontif. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbos acheres. Limeid al chelvei Shabbos. Shemakriven b'yontif. The korbonis of Shabbos that were nikrav erev yontif, you could be makriv b'yontif. Is mid the itzterich kro le mishrei oila Shabbos b'yontif. That's the imkain oila schoil b'yontif also. So an oila schoil b'yontif will be also. The sovar nedorim and nedobais ain kraven b'yontif. K'diyom ahosam. A nedarim and a dovis, which is an oilas choil, you cannot be makriv b'yontif. So memele, so the oilas Shabbos is not oilas Shabbos b'yontif, v'loy oilas choil b'yontif. Rabbi Shmuel polikosom, v'dorish oilas Shabbos b'shabbatim, b'shabbatim is not going on yontif, it's going on yom ha-kippurim. Limid al chel v'shabbos shekreivim b'yom ha-kippurim, avol shekreivim b'yontif, v'loy yitzach desov, and nedarim and a dovis kreivim b'yontif. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Nedorim and Nedovis of an Oila is Nikrav B'yontif. That means even though it's not even a Tzorech Hayoim, Rabbi Shmuel learns out from a Pasuk from Lashem that Nedorim and Nedovis shall Oilois are Kraven B'yontif. So Abadi Givis, Oila Shabbos is Nikrav B'yontif. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Oila Shabbos is Nikrav B'yoyim HaKippur. So now, we have a posik of Levadoi to tell us that Milo Shloi Bismano is not Doichi Yontif. Perish Bekunteris, what is the Kal V'Chaimah? Matzoras shedoiches avoide. The love of Hashem b'neged tzoras is doich avoide. Avoide doiches Shabbos. Avoide is doiches Shabbos. Amila doiches. Amila is doiches tzoras. Shabbos shenitches ne avoide. Avad gibi Shabbos shenitches mibnei mila. The koshe so tois v'seis mepek abalazda the mira lesley l'rove haikal v'chaima. Rove, this is the same Rove over here that Rove brought down this drosha. Rove fears ois, he doesn't hold of this kal v'chaima. The kasava haide tzaras doiches avoide. That what tzaras is doiches avoide. If, let's say, you have kahanim which are mitzayroim, and you have a kolbin that you have to be makriv today. So the reason they don't cut off the tzaras, they don't cut off the nega, lav mishum dechemira, not because the love of Ishama b'nega tzaras is more chama than avoide. Ela mishum de gavro hu de leichazi. Rav says, you know what will happen? Even if they'll cut it off, they'll still be tamei. He's a tvul yaim. So memele, it won't help the situation. Cutting off the tzaras will not make possible to do the avoide. That's why you're not koitzitz the nega in order to make possible to do the avoide. So you don't have a kal v'chaim, you don't see a chaimer of tzaras over avoide. V'rav Rav Yosef Peiris legoris ta'osi b'kal v'chaim. Rav Yosef Peiris erased these two words. We're not speaking about mila. Toho b'lav kal v'chaim nami osi. That means the levada is telling us as follows. I would think that mila should be doiche yante, da'osi asei v'dochi lo'isase. I would think that mila should be doiche. So the pasuk tells us levada that mila is not doiche. So by erasing the word kal v'chaimer, shalom al Yisrael. So it comes out that fakelt, just so the Rava learns out that mila is not doiche yantev, in huadin sreifes kotshim won't be doiche yantev. V'rabashi hu de mishani, the yantev esay v'loisasehu, v'inese doiche loisasebes. And Ravashi says you don't b'chal need a pasuk, b'chal can't be doiche. So according to the Rav Peiris, it would come out that Rava holds that Yontiv is a loisas alone, and therefore he needs the pasuk levadoi to tell us that Mila is not toichi Yontiv. Because Shalari, the Perakam of the Beya Mashme, the Islay leRava, the Yontiv esev a loisas. There it seems the Rava is also made to Ravashi. Gabi Eifer Kire, the Porich, Soif Yontiv esev a loisas, Veinese de Kisui, the esav kisi adam can be doichel eisasav esav elo amar rove. So it seems that rove holds of this kasha that you cannot make chafire in yontev because ein esav doichel eisasav esav. But doichik loimar v'ashas nichel eila mifrech the yontev esav eisasav the kaimlon karavashi avol rove avol gab the lesle le yontev esav eisasav mikoma kemen kisi doichel yontev milavadoi. To say that the Gemara is chapping on Rav Ashi's tam, and according to Rava, you have a different tam where there's no din tchi of levadai, that is a doichi. The Ri meforesh, so the Ri says as follows: the osi mekal v'chaima menedorim menedovis. I would think that mila is doichi yontev, just like nedorim menedovis is doichi yontev. The doichi yontev avol gav shal nichesu aleim yud gimel brises. Mila, that is niches yud gimel brises, about the gewisses doiche yontev, like Holschke. Okesava, Rav and Rav, holds the craven be yontev. So, velekele mifrach male, nedorm, nedove, shekein, tzorech gavoya, kedeporch, bevekabeleze, de mila, malo, oima, shteylechem, shein, tzorech gavoya. Dolav choiv anino, there's no choiv to bring the dorm ve nedove. Afelech atois vashomis lo mikro tzorech gavoya. Kiven di loichote, leboi, leisino. If a person wouldn't do a chet, he doesn't have to bring a kolben. Period. So what is Taisvah saying? So Taisvah is saying as follows. That Rava holds that Nedor Medovis Adoiche Yontev. So now that I'm looking for Kal V'chaim, and Nedor Medovis Adoiche Yontev, Avad, the Givis, Mila should be Adoiche Yontev. What's the mile of Mila over Nedor Medovis? Because Mila is Nichus Ola Yud Gimel Brises. V'isla L'Rava the Yontev Esei V'loisas. And why does Rava need a kal v'chaima to tell us that mila should be doicha? Because Rava also was made to Rabashi. That's esav leisas. Kidemuchich bebeit. L'hochi yitzrich kal v'chaima. That needs a kal v'chaima to make me think that mila is doicha. Di lav kal v'chaima. Lav etzorich kol ameisa. then without a Kal Vachomer, I would need a Pasuk. Pashit. Hein Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh Veser. So Memele, but since I do have a Kal Vachomer, so I would think that Mila is Deicha Yontef. So, because Nadon V'Dovus is Deicha Yontef, therefore, now I need the Pasuk Levadi to tell me that Mila is not Deicha Yontef. V'rove loikoya sreifes kochim. By sreifes kochim, if there's no Kal Vachomer, you don't even need this Pasuk Levadi. By Sreifes Kochim, you have Ravashi's Poshit Teteret, and Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh Veser. Now, Rav Eher Apesliv, a Posik that tells us that no mitzvah is Deicha Yontev, if it's actually Skaim Lamochel, and that's the Posik you need for Milosh Lemizmani, El Hashas Maisi Mishum Deminon HaMishim Inidain Sreifes Kochim Deicha Yontev. Since from Rav's Posik, you could also learn out that the Sreifes Kochim is not Deicha Yontev, that's why the Gemara brought Rav's Drosh.